Scoopsie.
The Corbivian Podcast.
Part of MRAP.
Hey, people of the rep. It is Monday, and it is the 23rd of November 2020, and let's do a case this morning, shall we? And here's the case that kind of goes like this. You've got an elderly patient that's being brought in. Apparently, they fell over at home, and now they're having some sort of difficulties with their hands. And you get to the bedside, and there is this elderly patient, and they don't have any other significant medical history. And you ask what happened. Like, I can't really remember. I sort of fell over, and I hit my chin, and now I just feel a bit weak in the hands. What do you think's going on? Or at least what should be very high on your differential? Think about it. Elderly patient, weak in the hands after they fell, hit their chin, probably hyperextended their neck. That's right. Think central cord syndrome. So central cord syndrome is one of the incomplete cord syndromes. And therefore, if it's incomplete, it has a better prognosis than if it's complete. And classically, it occurs in the elderly patient, say with a fall and a hyperextension. It's believed to produce some injury in the center of the cord, either because you've got this buckling of the ligamentum flavum or something else is going on, some stretching, so that you can even get some edema and some bleeding in the central cord. And in the central cord is actually the motor fibers to your upper limbs. Your lower limbs' motor fibers are actually on the outside of the cord. So that's why you get worse motor findings in the upper limbs. Classically in the hands, but it can be anywhere in the upper limbs, and less in the legs. You also classically have this sensory cape distribution loss. So they've, you know, where you sort of throw a cape over your shoulders, they've reduced sensation there. They'll also classically retention, urinary retention, and maybe even priapism. So that's the classic central cord syndrome, but it is super variable from obviously there's something seriously wrong with this person to, you could miss it pretty easily. So obviously you're going to scan them and you're going to see if there's any fractures and stuff there. You're going to go get seen by a neurosurgery and they're going to get some rehab and the like. But very variable, but classically, it's actually bimodal. Young adults get it and older adults get it. Younger adults, it's usually high impact. But older adults, often just a fall from own height, which is another reason why it sucks to get old. But having spoken to a lot of elderly people, they say it's better than the alternative. I'll speak to you tomorrow. Scoopsie.
The Corbivian Podcast.
Part of MRAP.